What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay Area. Today, this episode is brought to you by Stat Hero. It's the first of its kind daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house in head-to-head fantasy matchups. Winner take all. Sign up for free right now at stathero.com/hockey and use promo code hockey for a 100% deposit. Gambling.
You're Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Gambling wasn't as much fun to yell as meat or beards. It's third in the rankings.
It's third in the power rankings.
Meat is clearly the power rankings leader. It's just fun to yell meat.
Yes.
I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me as always is my co-host, JD, the backdoor field goal cover to the underdog blowout loss. The meaningless field goal at the end of the game, that backdoor cover is just, it's just so depressing.
Yeah, not even the backdoor cover one, but I think the most depressing one is that we don't want to get shut out. So it's like 35-3 and you're like kicking a field goal with like 3 minutes left. So you're just not shut out.
But usually at least at that point, I guess if you bet on the shutout, it's about, or you bet on like the over under that I lost on a meaningless on over under. They were down by like two, like the over under was like 2 points or something like that. And I lost on like a dumb Browns field goal from like 55 yards out or something like that. I was like, what are we doing? Why are we gambling at all? It's so stupid. But anyway,
gambling and fantasy football, two of the dumbest things we do that we continue to love. So,
we put them together.
Yes.
To make it even more dumb. Speaking of fantasy football and gambling, JD and I are currently second and third in our big 16 team league. Yes. We're heading for a podcast finals, all podcast finals, which would be awesome. I will not be making the gentleman's agreement that we just split the pot either way. I would rather lose and take less money.
Oh yeah. And it's not even, it's like that much money, but yeah, it's still, yeah. If you're going to win it all. So
exactly. None of this kiss your sister stuff. Yeah. Today we're going to be talking previews.
Sisters. Sorry.
I don't have a sister. So joke's on you.
Yeah.
Where were we at? Oh yeah.
Previews, Islanders,
previews. Rangers. Or the Islanders, depending on how you prefer that one to say. The longest of islands, they're playing them Thursday night. And then they're heading off on a doubleheader down the QE, the BQE, the Brooklyn Queens Expressway to Rangers. And they'll be playing them Friday night. A tale of two teams. One sucks. The other is one of the best teams in the league.
Which is, going into the season, you thought the Islanders are going to be one of the best teams in the league. They've been very good the past few years, and they have been god-awful. The Rangers, who have been had a terrible off, like end of last season, going into the offseason.
They signed Barkley Goodrow to 6 years, $1 billion.
Yeah, terrible offseason. Barkley Goodrow is right of the ship, and the Rangers are one of the best teams.
Yeah, I it's very confusing.
Hockey's dumb.
The hockey is dumb. The Sharks game against the Islanders should be a go. All indications are that the league is letting the Islanders out of the COVID cancellations and stuff like that. So it will be a go. Thing about the Islanders is that they have... Do you think Timo knows that people are like, oh, they should have taken Barzal instead of Timo, and he's gonna score like 5 points?
Oh, that would be great. He's just staring down Barzal the whole time. Actually, a Barzal Timo just like shootout where they both have like 3 points each would be super fun. I would be down for that. But the Islanders, though, I mean, it's gonna be interesting to see how they play, because I mean, we saw with the Sharks when they came back from their COVID. You know, I mean, granted they were playing Colorado, but like, that team just looked like they hadn't played hockey in a week. And
they kind of look like that all the time.
Well, yeah, but the Islanders, who've really struggled this year, especially to produce offense, And then slap on top of that, where they haven't played hockey for a week. So this might be a recipe for the Sharks to be able to take advantage here.
Yeah, they should be able to. The Islanders have the worst power play in the league. They also have the worst shooting percentage in the league at 6.5%.
They also scored the least amount of goals.
Yeah, no, second least. No. They're at 1.88, so they're second worst in goals per game. They also take the 25th most shots at 29.1.
This is going to be a very low event hockey game because it's not like the Sharks are just rattling off shot after shot. So
true, but the Sharks are up to... Oh, of course, the internet stops working right here.
Yes,
I think the Sharks are still a little bit better. Obviously, the power play, we saw it working against against the Devils, but the Sharks are the third worst team at taking shots at 28.2. They're also 24th in goals at 2.62. Their saving grace is that the power play is in the middle of the league and the shooting percentage is in the middle of the league.
And their penalty kills outstanding. So
yeah, it's second in the league. Weirdly, San Jose is eighth in faceoffs.
Yeah, that's been like a big thing this year is the Sharks have been really good at the faceoffs, especially, I mean, Hurdle's always been good at faceoffs and Couture's good, but Jasper Weatherby, who looks like he's going to be drawing back in, has been extremely good, especially for a rookie. And it's very rare to see rookies just kind of come in and be really good at the faceoff. So, yeah, I mean, I think we both agree that faceoffs are slightly overrated, but like it's nice when you just start with a puck, but it's not like the end all be all. You have to win every faceoff ever type of thing. So
exactly. I think you hit the nail on the head with low event hockey. I don't really see if there's gonna be a lot of excitement, especially if the goalies are on top of their form, like Semyon Varlamov is good. And he has been good, and their backup, and then Ilya Sorokin is also a good young goalie. And then if Reimer's in, could be pretty, pretty boring unless the Sharks' power play continues to trend up. And the we'll see, but that's the problem is that the penalty kill for the Islanders is 14th. So never mind. That thought is stupid. I don't know. This is gonna be boring. Like when you look at their lines, it's super, super shitty. We'll get into the lines in a second, but I don't know what the next stat is.
I think you want to talk about our friends over at Stat Hero, Kyle.
Stat Hero. This is right. It's a new friend. This is why we didn't have a cool little transition for you. Stat Hero is daily fantasy. We've all been there where we make our little daily fantasy lineup, and then you see that there's 400 other people with the exact same lineup as you, or there's 45 experts in there, and they all have way better lineups than you, and you're like, well, that was a waste of $5. And then you make another lineup because you can't not. And you're like, oh, cool, three of those guys are injured. Awesome. We've all been there. And the thing is that no one plays daily fantasy to lose. Duh. Well, like winning. Winning is so much better. But if you're just a traditional fantasy sports player, it's a losing proposition over the long term because you never know who you're going to play and you never know what you're going to up against, plus injuries, plus trades, plus COVID. Stat Hero is the first of its kind daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house in head-to-head fantasy matchups. Winner take all. And here's the thing. Stat Hero shows you their lineups before you play, and you handpick the team you want to face one-on-one, so you don't have to guess what your opponent's team is going to be. This never-before-seen innovation of a fantasy sports and sports betting hybrid has Stat Hero players clocking odds that are over 4 times better. And why? Because you don't have to compete against thousands of experts or unknowns or some dude in his basement in Macedonia with a server farm that's making 45 entrants per contest. Stat Hero puts you in control of your fate. With Stat Hero, you are in control of the stakes. You decide how much you're going to play for, and Stat Hero has no choice but to take it because they're daring you to beat them. Stat Hero head-to-head is what daily fantasy should be, just purely one-on-one. So sign up for free right now at stathero.com/hockey and use promo code HOCKEY, that's H-O-C-K-E-Y, for a 100% deposit match. That's stathero.com/hockey. Use promo code HOCKEY for a 100% match. Stathero.com/hockey, promo code HOCKEY. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I mean, low event hockey is probably going to be the way to describe this game. But, I mean, I have a feeling... Reimer, do we think Reimer's going to get the start again? I mean, Reimer.
What is he at? What is he at? 4 in a row?
5 in a row now.
So. 5 in a row. I think they give Hill Islanders, Reimer back in against the Rangers. That's what I would do just because the Rangers are much better and you're going to need Reimer, especially on the second half of a back-to-back.
Yes.
Personally.
Makes sense. And then...
But I guess they could go Reimer again for six in a row and then have Aiden Hill super fresh against the Rangers.
And then Reimer against Columbus on Sunday. So to end the road trip.
It's tough. I would personally go Hill against the Islanders and then try to scratch out the win using Reimer shutting everything down
against the Rangers. Yeah, that's what I would do. And then see whoever had the better game of the two, run them on Sunday. So
exactly.
Yep.
Columbus is a little bit less scary than the Rangers. Yeah. More scary than the Islanders, less scary than the Rangers.
Yes. They've been pleasantly surprising this year, but like you said, I think you want to focus on trying to get Hill back in, who hasn't played in a while. And I think this is a good, against a low event team, this is a good chance for him to kind of come in and help to kind of boost his confidence on maybe what hasn't been, you know, he hasn't let his expectations up to his expectations so far this year. So, Kyle, how do the Islanders line up? Other than, we know Matt Barzal is very good, and they have a bunch of old guys and a lot of defense.
There's right? Some random people. Oh, yeah. So the forward lines are Richard Panik at the Disco, Matt Barzal, and Zach Parise. Cool. Second line, I actually really like the second line. Anthony Beauvillier, J.G. Pageot, and Kyle Palmieri.
That should be a fun matchup, the second.
Yeah. Third line, Andy Andrioff. It's like, name your kid William Williamson. Their center is a guy I've never heard of, and I watch a lot of hockey. Otto Koivula. Definitely vaguely Finnish. Otto Koivula. The man, the myth, the legend, Otto Koivula.
That power will never play hockey again.
And happy Hanukkah to Oliver Wallstrom, who's a young player. Fourth line, Matt Martin, who just punches a lot of faces. Casey Cizikas, who's just a guy. And Cal Clutterbuck, who also punches faces.
Mm.
Don't care about that fourth line at all. Their defensive pairings are a young rookie from Sweden, Robin Salo, paired with Scott Mayfield, Thomas Hickey, and Noah Dobson, who's also a rookie or like a young player. And then the other Sebastian Aho and Grant Hutton. Normally, they have a lot of guys injured right now. So,
yeah.
So forwards. Bailey. Hold on. Josh Bailey is out, who's one of their four best forwards. Anders Lee's out, who's like their second best forward. Brock Nelson's out, who's one of their four best forwards. Then on defense, Kiefer Bellows is out, who's a young player, but I don't think he plays that much. Then on defense, Zdeno Chara is out. Adam Pellick's out. Andy Green's out.
Oof.
Out. Yeah.
So, yeah, this feels like a game where the Sharks should be able to control, and especially with matching, you know, if you kind of compare the lines, like the first, I feel like the first lines are, the Sharks have a slight edge there just because that Couture, Meyer, Dahlin line is literally one of the best in the leagues. The second line is probably a wash. That's going to be a good matchup. But then I feel like the third line is, the Sharks definitely have an edge there. And the fourth line, the Sharks don't have to worry about hiding because it's whatever, like both the fourth line, so the Islanders and the Sharks are kind of whatever. So yeah, it feels like I feel like we might see a big Teemu game. So just because, yeah,
we've seen a lot of big Teemu games. Even their second line, Beauvillier, J.G. Pageot, Kyle Palmieri. I'm not super scared if you're lining up a pure second line matchup. Like,
yeah,
Barabanov, I've heard of Bolsters has been good. They had a 68% Corsi forward rating last night. If the Sharks play anything like they did against the Devils in the first two periods. Obviously, the third period, they did nothing. They just were like, we're up 4-0. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, that happens.
If they play, yeah, it happens. If they play anything like the first two periods, they're going to destroy the Islanders. The Islanders are not as good as the Devils right now. They're very injured. They're much more boring.
Yes.
It's going to be a gong show if the Sharks can just control play, like you said. Just control the play. Obviously, that's what you want to do every game. But if you control the play against Colorado and don't score, Colorado's going to come back down and score on you.
Yeah.
The Islanders, you're not as worried about that too much. So, you got to think that the Sharks are looking at this and being like, that's an easy win. Take it off.
Yes. And this might be a good match too, where especially like Brent Burns and Ferraro, who've been playing 1,000 minutes a night, maybe not play them, you know, that gives that Vlasic Šimek. It sounds like Miloš was called up, but it sounds like that was more just in case somebody's injured, I guess. Middleton and Carlson are, I guess, a little banged up. They weren't at practice today, but that's, Bob expects them to play this week.
You got to give your two superstars on defense time off every once in a while for maintenance days.
Yes, Jacob superstar Middleton. But I'm expecting the Sharks to come out and win this game pretty handily. The way if they continue to play the way they've been playing. So,
Yeah, I don't see. I'm thinking, say 3-0.
I'm gonna go with the 4-1. So,
yeah,
the Timo time continues. The calendar is, yes,
Timo time or rock around the clock with Timo. Oh, it's great. Let's talk some Rangers here. This is much scarier.
Yes.
So, of course, my phone shut off as I'm trying to read some stats. So, remember all the stuff we said about the Islanders? The Rangers aren't like that at all. They're 14th in goals per game at basically 3. They do suck at taking shots, though, because they are 29th in shots. So, not a lot of shots going on this weekend.
They're going quality.
However, their shooting percentage is 10.4, which is good for 8th in the league. Oof. Their power play is 12th in the league at 20%. Their PK is 19th, though.
Hmm.
So that's good. And they allowed 2.7 goals per game, which is T8th. A little bit different of a twist. The Rangers obviously aren't as heavy, aren't as bad, obviously, and their shooting percentage is ticking them up. But like, they're what? They're third in the Metropolitan. They're 13-4-3. Like, 13-4-3 is a good record. There's no two ways around it. They're good. The only reason they're third in the Metro is because Carolina and the other squadron are really good. Washington.
There you go.
I was thinking Florida, but they're in the other division. But like Carolina and Washington and Rangers are three of the what, 6-7 best teams?
Easily, yeah.
You can make a case that Carolina is the best team. You can make a case that Washington's the second best team. You can make a case that the Rangers are top 5.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's this Rangers team, which, like I said before, they struggle. They had such a weird offseason, you know, letting go of their general manager and like kind of the architect behind this.
Yeah, they traded Pavel Buchnevich and signed Barclay Goodrow and Ryan Reeves.
But it's working right now, and I think it's because of all these young guys that they've been drafting and, you know, hoping would start. And these guys are starting to kind of blossom right now, and they've come out and been really good. But
yeah, it's
a little worrisome. Before we get there, though, Kyle, I mean, if the Sharks are on this road trip, you know, and sometimes when you're on a road trip, you don't take care of yourself as well as you can. Mm. You know, maybe you don't. The daily beard maintenance isn't as
hotel soaps are bad.
Hotel soaps are bad. That's where our friends at Primal Origin Oils comes in. So, got beard, get Primal. You heard me right. If you or someone you care about has a beard like us, it needs to get Primal. Maybe you're that guy who's never considered the benefits of treating your beard with product. Primal Origin Oils will stop the itch and make your beard look healthy and groomed. Their goal is to help others look good and live healthier lifestyles through use of natural oils. Their products are free from harmful synthetic ingredients with low impact on our planet. Primal Origin makes balms, oils, whipped butter, which I've been using, and they're renowned as their best feel and beard products available. This is due to exotic carrier blends of oils with raspberry seed and chia seed oil. All products are fair trade certified and handcrafted in USA. Check out primaloriginoils.com to learn more about their full line of beard care products. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% discount at the checkout. The combo kits make great holiday gifts. If you're shopping for yourself, you'll be glad you did. So again, if you want a nice beard like I have, that whipped butter, no dandruff, no itchiness, so go visit them over at Primal Origin Oils. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off. Again, promo code LOCKEDON, 20% off, primaloriginoils.com.
Guys, does this sound familiar? Maybe it's just me. You're 8, 9, maybe 10. You're learning about sports. You love sports. You're just a little kid. And your dad says, I'm going to teach you how to gamble. And he says, here, I'll give you $2. You get to pick 3 teams on the spread. And that's your thing. That's all you get to do. And you go in there. And the first time he teaches you how to fill out the cards, do all that kind of stuff. And you pick dumb things. Then a couple more times go by, you're spending $2. And then eventually he starts giving you some tips like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that. So if that's how you learned how to bet, just like I learned how to bet, you're probably still betting today. And you know where you should go? BetOnline.ag, because you don't have to fill out the little cards with your dad anymore. You can do it online. And they have way more props, more odds, and more lines than ever before, especially as we're in the full swing of hockey, football, basketball season. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this year. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus from basketball. Football's almost in playoff time. Hockey, boxing, UFC, cricket, footy, Mahjong. I'm sure you can bet on Mahjong. Maybe Finnish League, Swedish Elite League, DEL, Bundesliga. All sorts of stuff. Go check it out and see if they have your favorite league, because they also have your favorite Vegas casino games. So don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. So the thing with the Rangers is that, unlike the Islanders, where they have, you could call Barzal a superstar. If you don't want to call him that and call him merely a star, it's fine. The Rangers have two legitimate actual superstars on their team. One on forward, one on defense, plus a bunch of other really good guys. So they have Chris Kreider, very good. Mika Zibanejad, a star. Kaapo Kakko, that's their top line. They have super duper star Artemi Panarin, Ryan Strome, Dryden Hunt on their second line. Third line, Alexis Lafreniere, Philip Hedel, Julian Gauthier. Then their fourth line sucks. Kevin Rooney, Barkley Goodrow, Ryan Reeves. Then you hop down to defense and you're like, oh, where's that other superstar? They have Ryan Lindgren paired with reigning Norris winner in his third year, Adam Fox. I'm pretty sure if you go look, Adam Fox is probably still above a point per game or something like that in points.
He's pretty
the second pair, Keandre Miller, who's also in his second year, and Jacob Trouba. And then Patrick Nemeth and Nils Lundqvist, who's a rookie. Their goalies are Igor Shesterkin, backed up by Alexander Georgiev. Sammy Blaze on the IR. This team's goddamn good.
Yeah.
This is so much better than the team San Jose's been playing the last like three or four games.
Yeah. So how do the Sharks not get curb stomped in this game?
They got to do the Calgary game plan.
Of just, please, get one early.
Hold on to your, get one early, hold on to your butts.
Yes, please hold on. Yeah.
I think the thing here is that the Rangers shooting percentage is very high, obviously, and they don't take a lot of shots. So if you can have, they're going to need Reimer or Hill to hold them together. And that defense, we've seen a lot of games like last night against the Devils. The Devils. Against the Sabres, against some other teams where the heat maps, it's the shots are all coming from the outside, like a ring, or they're all pushed up away from the net. They're going to have to do that. They're going to have to make Artemi Panarin shoot from the wings. They're going to have to make Alexis Lafreniere and Julian Gauthier and Chris Kreider stay on the wings and not crash the net. Kreider, Panarin, Lafreniere, they go to the net. That's the thing.
That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, they're devastating. This team is devastating when they get in the offensive zone. But they don't shoot a ton, and they have relying on a high shooting percentage. So if they can keep all those shots to way less dangerous areas and have Hill or Reimer back them up, they're going to be in the game. You have to control Adam Fox. Yes. If Adam Fox is allowed to operate in the offensive zone and do what he wants, especially on the power play, you're going to have a bad time, and he's going to kill you.
Yeah, that's the perfect game plan. And we've seen the Sharks team be able to do that, except for just not – I mean, they did it against Calgary in that second period where Aiden Hill stood on his head and made like 20 saves in the second period. And the only goal he let in was this weird, kind of a weird jam play goal. But like, we've seen the Sharks be able to do this game plan. I'm worried, though, that they're not going to be able to continue to execute it, especially against such a good team. So, but yes, and then also coming off of back-to-back. So it's...
They're going to be tired.
They're going to be tired, especially because the Islanders are such a physical team. It's like, it's low event hockey, but the Islanders' whole brand is like, we're just going to beat the snot out of you, and you're going to be feeling it for the next day. So I'm a little worried that this is just a scheduled loss here on the old calendar. But
yeah, like their leading scorers are Fox and Panarin, both with 21 points in 20 games. Panarin plays
good.
Panarin plays 1936 as a left winger, and Adam Fox plays 25 minutes a game. You have to make sure, Chris Kreider has 15 goals this year. He's got 18 points. Mika Zibanejad has 16 points. Ryan Strome has 14. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to hurt you. You have to. You cannot let them control play in the offensive zone. You have to force them to the wings, get them to take those long, less shots. Don't let them wheel around the back of the net and set things up. And for the love of God, don't take a penalty. I know their power play isn't, like, the best. It's 12th in the league. Please don't take a penalty. They're going to hurt you.
Yeah, and hope that you get Georgiev instead of Shesterkin, who's not had a good season so far. So he's
yeah,
He's played 5 games, 2-1, but .858 save percentage and 4 goals allowed. So, yeah, that's you got to hope for that. So
yes, hope for Georgiev. What do you think?
I think it's like 5-2 Rangers.
I was gonna say 6-1. It's tough. It's a tough spot. I'm not going to be mad. As long as the Sharks put up a fight and don't just roll over and get smoked.
They're not going to win every game. That's the thing. But like, if they, like how we saw with the Boston game or whatever, where it was just like, they're also they're going to be playing they're playing tonight. So by the time you hear this, things might change. But like, yeah, as long as they kind of put up a fight and they're in it to the end, I'm a little worried about this game. So
if they lose this game, it's fine. So long as they beat the Islanders and beat the Blue Jackets.
Yes, and then if you're coming out of that road trip 4-1, you're going to be feeling pretty pretty good about yourself.
And your only loss was to one of the 5 best teams in the league on the second half of a back to back on a road trip. We're going to do it. If they get blown out 6-0 and it looks like shit the whole time, that's an issue. Because you want to see them have some fight. That's all I'm asking.
Yes,
just try.
Please try.
If you have any thoughts about Adam Fox or Artemi Panarin, or what you think the goals are going to be, the games are going to be, let us know on Twitter at Locked On Sharks, Facebook, Instagram, also Locked On Sharks. JD puts up all our stuff there, and if you want to drop us a line on any of those, go for it.
Somebody from Vancouver said they were big fans.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, sent us a message on Facebook. So nice. He was a big fan.
From Vancouver, my Vancouver?
Yep, you're Vancouver. I think it was you. So
it was me. I'm a Trojan horse. Just juicing the ratings. I should go check if I rated us on iTunes. I possibly didn't. YouTube.
If you haven't done that, please.
Go rate us 5 stars. It's worth it.
It makes us feel good about ourselves. Also, if you're doing the Spotify rap, tag us on Twitter or on Instagram or wherever. Makes us feel good about ourselves too.
So. Also, we can show it to the bosses and be like, look how much they love us, and they'll give us podcast of the week.
Which they never will.
Which they never will. The dick jokes per 60 is way too high. If you like to subscribe,
they have a lot of good analysis, but they draw too many dick jokes.
It's okay. Like 8% of podcasts do it. It's a normal thing. If you want to watch us, because you're into that, you can do that at YouTube. We're marching towards 450. We're 500.
We're 8 away right now.
8 away from 450, marching towards 500. Eventually, we got to get to 1,000 to make that sweet, sweet cash. Those Benjamins, Hamiltons, probably because it's a lot less.
Washingtons.
Is Washington a 1?
Yes. Also,
what's a Hamilton? A 5?
Yeah, Hamilton's a 10.
What's a 5?
A Lincoln.
Lincoln's on the 5 and the penny?
Yep.
What's it? Who's on the 20? Jefferson?
Jackson.
Jackson?
Yeah.
Like Andrew Jackson?
Yep.
Oh, who's on the 50?
I'm blanking on that because I don't see 50s very often.
And the 100 is the Franklin?
Yeah.
So we want Franklins, but we're probably in the Washington Hamilton tier. No, who's on the 5?
Lincoln. No, I think we're on the Washington quarters tier.
Who's on the quarter?
Washington.
Oh, Washington's on everything. What did he ever do? Anyway, subscribe to Locked On Sharks on YouTube. If you want to listen to us, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, so on and so forth, wherever, record stores. What's the other thing we have to do? Oh, the email, lockdownsharks@gmail.com. If you have an email list, thank you for your service. We're doing this like 8 hours after we did the other one, so we don't know if anybody's emailed us, hasn't. If you'd like to follow JD and talk currency, you can do that at Lockdown. No, you can do it at Lockdown Sharks if you want to do, but JD is specifically personally at my fry hole.
Kyle, if you want to explain American money to him, is that Kyle Demetrius?
Hey, you didn't ask who was on our money, but you've never heard of any of these people.
Yeah, it's all
Bennett. The Queen is on our 20. Like Queen Elizabeth is on our 20.
If someone gives you like American money, you're like, oh, I'd take this back because that's what
happens. Because it's worth more.
Yeah, like here, like if you like a Canadian penny, you're just like, oh.
We don't have pennies anymore. We eliminated those like 10 years ago.
But you know, like if you get the Canadian penny or whatever, like the Canadian
that's a you thing, because if somebody handed me like a 10 from the States, it's worth like $11. So I'm like, thanks, made money. But yeah, all of the like our 5 is Wilfrid Laurier. Have you ever heard of Wilfrid Laurier?
The Wilfrid Laurier?
Yeah, he's University of Ontario is named after him. Laurier, who's on the 10? I think it's a woman. I think they just changed it. Violet Brown, maybe. I think maybe the 20 is the Queen Elizabeth. Stupid. 50 is, I don't know, and 100 is Bennett.
Again,
Borden.
I really don't know. I'm not a big cash guy anyway. That's what it
no, neither like. Am I. Neither
cash
am I.
Cash is terrible. Except for I always end up with $1 left over in my wallet, and then you're just like, what am I going to do?
There is something satisfying about having a single, because we don't have that, right? We have the loonie and the toonie, which is $2. Something about the single. When you go to the strip club, you can't just like drop a single. You got to make it hail. You don't make it rain at a Canadian strip club if you're on a budget. You got to make it hail.
Thank you for making us your first listen.
This is why we don't get podcasts of the week.
Let them know we want podcasts of the week.
Tag them.
But go check out Locked On Bets, Locked On Rangers, Locked On Islanders. Those guys both do great work.
Or Locked On Dolphins.
Yeah. He does. Yeah. He does really good work. So, all right. We'll catch you guys. Actually, it'll probably just me and a special guest for tomorrow because Kyle will be doing other things. So
I'm going to Whistler for a snowboarding lesson all day, and then when I get back, I'm going to cuddle because I'll be sore.
All right. Bye, guys.
JD just winked. Bye, guys.